It's funny, the other day I decided on Facebook to throw out a question to the audience that follow my Facebook page, and I said, you know, how would you respond to a Mormon missionary who comes along and asks you to accept the Book of Mormon? And, you know, I got varying answers, different answers. And, you know, one of the Christians says, I would reject it, obviously. And I said, why? Why would you reject it? I mean, the Mormons, the first Mormons were Christians. That's undisputed. Everybody knows the first Mormons were Christians. And the Mormons actually believe in the scriptures of both the Jewish scriptures and the Christian scriptures. So here you have somebody who believes what you believe. In other words, they believe in the authority of the scriptures, and yet they're telling you that the Book of Mormon is in line with it. And the man turned around to me and he says, yeah, but you don't understand. The Mormons don't believe in the Trinity. So of course I'm going to reject it. What that immediately tells me is that before this Christian opens up Genesis 1:1, mm-hmm. where it says, and God created, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, the term God already has a definition in his mind. Now, when you talk about the discussion between Jews and Christians, something which is extremely unpleasant often occurs. You see, the Christian will make their presentation of different passages from scriptures, which they believe that without a doubt, these passages clearly teach the gospel message. The Jew, who also affirms the authority of the Jewish scriptures, says, I'm sorry, but your presentation is incorrect. I don't agree with your understanding of the text. The Christian is then baffled and says, what's wrong with this person? Clearly, there's nothing wrong with my interpretation, because I know that I know that I know that this mm-hmm. is the truth. I know that this is the truth. So here's somebody who's rejecting what God has done, right? Mm-hmm. Ultimately, that's what they believe about the gospel. This is something that God has done in the world. They're rejecting it, which means that they're really rejecting God. And mm-hmm. the only way one can try to shorten the dissonance, to kind of close the gap, is by coming up with a rationalization. Why doesn't the Jew accept my presentation? Obviously, we'll rule out the possibility that my presentation is wrong. That's for sure. The Christian's sure that he's right. The only thing we're left with is a passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 14 through 16.
It says, but their minds were blinded, for until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away by Christ. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart.
So what this basically does is it jumps to a conclusion about the Jew, saying that the reason why the Jew's not able to accept the gospel is not because there's something wrong with my presentation. There's nothing wrong with my beliefs and my doctrines. It's a problem with the Jew that they are spiritually blinded.
They're spiritually blinded, and it says in verse 16, nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
Now, I find this insulting, obviously, as anybody would, because if you turn the tables and you bring either a Muslim or a Mormon into the equation, right, and mm-hmm. it's the Mormon now coming to the Christian saying, here I'm making a presentation based on common scriptures that I believe in and you believe in, and I believe in a further revelation to Joseph Smith, right? Mm-hmm. And the only possible reason why you would be rejecting my presentation cannot have anything to do with the fact that my presentation might be wrong. It has to be because you are spiritually blind, because you are stiff-necked, because you are far away from God. Any Christian that hears that would be extremely insulted. What do you mean? The reasons why I don't accept the Book of Mormon, the Christian would say, is firstly, because I don't agree with your interpretation of Scripture. I think you have a faulty understanding of Scripture, right? Mm-hmm. And secondly, I know what God's done in my life through the faith that I believe in today. Mm-hmm. So what the Mormon is asking the Christian to do, in a sense, is to let go of God and embrace something else. And the Christian can't do that. The reason why I'm giving this as an analogy is because there's a teaching from Hillel. The story goes like this. There was once a proselyte that wanted to convert to Judaism. Mm-hmm. And he came in front of Hillel, and he asked Hillel, teach me the whole Torah on one foot. And what does Hillel tell him? Hillel tells him, that which you don't want done to you, do not do unto others. That's what he teaches them.
We've heard that before, right? That's pretty familiar in the Christian world.
Correct. Now, the question is, why did Hillel choose a negative way of saying it? What you don't want done to you, don't do to others. Mm-hmm. Why doesn't he say, just do to others what you want done to you? One of the explanations I heard, actually from Rabbi Yisrael Blumenthal, the author of the blog, Your Pharisee Friend, He explains as follows. He says, I don't remember in whose name he said this, but it struck me. He says like this, when do we ultimately reach a point where we are sure that this is the truth? We reach it when somebody is hurting us. If somebody insults you, you may not be able to articulate what they did wrong, but you feel it. You feel that they have hurt you, and you know that this is wrong.
Mm.
And therefore, Hillel said it in a negative sense because our sensitivity for truth is touched in the deepest way when something bad is happening to us, when somebody is doing something wrong to us, when we feel wrong. So if somebody lies to you, right, I could sit and talk all day about how bad it is for somebody to lie. But when I'm lied to, I actually feel it.
I actually
connect to what's wrong with it. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm bringing up this example of the Mormon and the Christian, to help the Christian understand that when it's happening to you, when it's happening to the Christian, where somebody's coming along and telling you, right, the reason why you're not accepting Islam or the reason why you're not accepting the Mormon faith is because you're spiritually blind, all of a sudden you're like, what do you mean? I love God. Mm. What do you mean? I try to hold on to God with everything I have. The stakes are so high, right? And therefore, what I'm asking for the Christians to do is to put this passage in Corinthians, right, about the spiritual blindness of the Jew on a shelf. Just shelf it for a little bit and try and listen and hear and find out what's really the true heart of a Jew. What's really going on in the heart and the mind of a Jew? How does their experience with God preclude them from ever accepting the gospel of Jesus? I think that's the first step in opening people's hearts and minds to be able to say, let me listen to what the Jew is really saying.